Tuesday, the 28th of July, Dalad Zion Menachem Ov, Rabbi Zacharia Jacobson, selling a mezuzah to a non-Jew.
There's a story which happened with one of the local Choshva Rebbetzins. I heard this from a chava yesterday, that a non-Jewish neighbor approached her and asked if she could get hold of a mezuzah for her. Because she had heard that this, you know, the mezuzah's got special protection, muzzle. The Rebbetzin did give her a mezuzah, but not long afterwards, maybe a few days later, she gets a knock on the door with the mezuzah. The lady handed back the mezuzah saying that every few minutes she was getting knocking on the doors, blue cards, yellow cards. She didn't want the mezuzah. The question is, was it correct in the first place to give over the mezuzah? So let's read them a remark. It's in Hilchas, it's in Yoridere, Sadi Aleph, Sif Beis, in Agor. Va'oive kechovim, a goy, shebikish sheyitnu loy mezuzah, who's asked that you give him a mezuzah, v'roitze lekovit bepischoy, and wants to fix it on his door, also litnu loy, you can't give it to him. I'm going to stop at this point of the remark. The remark is quoting, kacheshiv maril, the remark is quoting a maril. That the maril is saying, if we just read the words of the Ramah, that if a goy is approached and asked for a mezuzah, one can't give the mezuzah to the goy. I'd like to just go into the background of this halach and see if we can find any further sources, others who would follow this. And it's interesting that in the Tosefta Avodah Zarah, Perik Beis, just before the Tosefta Beis, the halacha Beis, there is a girsa, some have the girsa, that you can't sell svarim v'lo tefillin v'lo mezuzos. There is a girsa in this Tosefta that you may not sell mezuzos to a goy. The Maril himself brings an interesting source. The Maril says in Gemara Gittin Mem Hei, the Gemara tells us that one is forbidden to redeem mezuzos of goyim and pay more than the value of the mezuzah because you're encouraging them to go and steal more because it's a fantastic business. The Gemara is medayik that for the value of the mezuzah, it says loikhin, one can buy. So the Maril understands from that one should buy. So he says if it wouldn't be for the problem for geneva, they would steal them and mistreat them and steal them, then he's saying that the Gemara would expect you to buy. The Mishnah would expect you to redeem the mezuzahs from the non-Jew. That's one source he quotes. So they quote another Gemara, and that's a Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Beis. The Gemara says, concerning somebody who rents a house from a goy, in fact it starts earlier. It starts at the top of the Omer, Amaske Baisa Chaveroi. If somebody is renting a house to a friend, it's the duty of the one who's renting the place, he has to put the mezuzah. And when he leaves, he must not take the mezuzah away. But if he's renting from a guy, the Gemara quotes and says that one should take the mezuzah and should not leave the mezuzah on a non-Jewish home. The Shittim HaKubetzes brings two reasons for this halach in the Gemara. That the halacha being that when one rents from a guy, one should not leave the mezuzah there. So says the Shittim HaKubetzes, of a guy im nichlas achrov mitzvah litla, is a mitzvah to take the mezuzah remove the mezuzah from the house. Shema yitlenu guy, because we're worried the guy will take this for yinhoigba minag bizoyon, and he'll mistreat this mezuzah. So his first reason why one doesn't leave a mezuzah with a goy is because the goy will mistreat it. Inami, shema ha'oyrech sheyirasham mezuzah yikonisham. Then the guest who sees the mezuzah on the door will enter the house, be a false protection. Sheyasova sheyisrael da'asham, you'll think a Jew lives there. V'yarkehu, the goy will kill him. Or ya'alilu olav alilois, or we're worried that the goy will maybe make false accusations. And so for that reason, one doesn't leave a mezuzah on the door. Now concerning the first reason, which we're worried he'll mistreat the mezuzah, that is when you've left the mezuzah on the door. But what happens if the guy has heard wonderful things about the mezuzah, and has heard that this mezuzah provides protection, has asked you for the mezuzah. It's not that he found a mezuzah on the door. He's especially gone out of his way to get a hold of this mezuzah. Will we say the same reason that he'll be mevazer it? So Ramesha in the Tshuva, Chelik Aleph of Yerideya, Ramesha actually says a line, says that no, we're not worried that he'll be mevazer it. Ramesha's lashon is sheilach shebizayin kimet shoreita lekoyva bepischoy k'deita shetishmereyu. Says Ramosha. Since he's asked for the mezuzah to protect him, he saw, of course he'll respect it. It's interesting. So what we're saying just now is that when the guy is asked for the mezuzah, we don't need to worry he'll mistreat it. What I'm saying is interesting is that when you look in the Maril himself, the Maril is aware of this. And the Maril says, if you're saying let him have it because he's asked to have it because he wants his mezuzah, as he said, to be a good mazel, protect him, and he wants it to protect him, and he'll look after it, says the Maril Hainu calls mancha in a nizek. That's as long as he thinks it's protecting him and he's not damaged in any way. But what will happen if he puts the mezuzah up and then he has a geneva or something goes wrong? What will he do? Says the Maril. We know of a Gemara in Avodah Zarah which tells us that the mitzvah they'll ask Hashem for the mitzvah sukkah. They'll ask Hashem for a mitzvah, Kosh Baruch Hu, I'll give you a mitzvah kala, give you a mitzvah sukkah. And the minute things don't go well, they'll be boyet. They'll kick the sukkah down. Says the Maril. That will happen here as well. And he continues. Kmo chesed umchatos va'asi lezulzul zeitfei mikoy acher. And on the contrary, he took this mezuzah thinking this mezuzah is going to protect him, and now it doesn't. He says it'll be mezalta with this mezuzah worse than any other guy who just finds the mezuzah or has the mezuzah on the door. Because he got into his head this mezuzah is going to protect him, and it hasn't. So he'll really mistreat this mezuzah. So he seems to be catering for this reason, and on the contrary, he's clearly disagreeing with what Ramosha says in the Tshuva. So we've got the second reason. The second reason of the Maril was, the second reason of the Chittim Ukubetzis there, with regard leaving a mezuzah on the door of a home where a guy is going to live in that home, he says about the false protection. So it's interesting, I came across the Eshkol, who's a very early Rishon, Rebbe of the Raivad, who quotes a Goyin. So we're talking about one of the Goyinim. He quotes a Goyin who's talking about the shaila of leaving the mezuzah on the door, and the Goyin says that I see a raya from a Gemara with regard tzitzis. Shekin shaninu l'inyan tzitzis, ein odom rishoy limkoy talis mitzuyetzas lenochri. One is forbidden to sell a talis which has got tzitzis, kosher tzitzis on it, to a Goy. To remove the tzitzis. And if you have a look there, what's the reason? So one of the reasons of the Gemara is that we're worried that another Jew sees a person on the street with tzitzis hanging out. They'll join him, accompany him, and the disaster will come from it. Again, false protection. There's this idea of false protection. Continues the Eshkol b'shem the Goyin. Umikol shekein mezuzah shekedush chamura. So I'm understanding from this is, if seeing that the reason of tzitzis was you're worried about false protection, how much more so he's adding mezuzah, which is with more kedusha, a mezuzah on the door. Wow, there's a person who's got mezuzah, more kedusha, a mezuzah on the door. You've got this problem. And so I'm basically what I'm doing is I'm seeing the reason of tzitzis, and he's saying mikol shekein mezuzah, and I'm assuming that he means that reason, and he's going along with the same idea of the shittim ukubetzes. But it's interesting, the Maril actually himself says this reason and compares to tzitzis. So v'oid says the Maril, yesh did moisei lahid menachas de'ein ma. So you see, he makes this comparison to mitzitzis himself. The Maril himself is saying you can't sell a mezuzah to a goy because it's similar to the case of tzitzis, that we're worried a danger will come through this. So we've got a solid reason, a reason which we've got a Gemara where you've got Shita Mekubetzes who's given a reason, and we've got an Eshkol saying this reason why one wouldn't leave a mezuzah on the door, and you've got the Maril saying that's the same reason why one shouldn't sell a mezuzah to a goy, because the goy will put it on the door and it will create a problem, a false security. A Jew will think that this is a safe home to go to, and a disaster will come from it. Now I just want to finish off as far as the giving the background to this halacha. The Maril gives other reasons as well why he feels you shouldn't sell the mezuzah to the goy. So he says, I'll start from the beginning. He says that his first reason is zilzul. He says we're worried that he'll mistreat it. And this is what we said earlier on, that Ramosh had said there wasn't a problem. Aril said there is definitely a problem about zilzul, he'll mistreat it, especially the fact that he thinks it's going to protect him. He then says the reason, a very interesting reason. He says, v'oid, even if you're not worried that he'll mistreat the mezuzah, that's this non-Jew. That's it. In his lifetime, he won't mistreat it. Avol kashemes, when he dies, v'zari acharov, matalea, what's going to happen to it? So you've got confidence in this guy, that this guy won't mistreat it. But how can you guarantee his children, grandchildren, won't mistreat this mezuzah? And then he says this reason about the comparison to the talis. So just to recap what we said so far, is that I began with the halacha of the Ramah, psak halacha which b'shem the Maril, that one may not sell a mezuzah to a goy, and we've covered a couple of reasons. We found that there's a one gears and Tosefta which says this as well, and we found a source, the Maril source from Gittin, that he felt that if one's meant to redeem the mezuzahs, that they certainly shouldn't be selling them in the first place to the goy. Then we had the Gemara Baba Metzia, which is explicit, one doesn't leave a mezuzah on the door. I thought maybe there's a difference, maybe if the goy is asked to have the mezuzah, it's different. But certainly according to the Maril, there's no difference, and there's two reasons for that Gemara, which the same two reasons of that Gemara can be applied here as well to selling a mezuzah. The first reason was that worried the goy will mistreat it, and the second reason which the Shita Mekubetzes gave is that another Jew will have feel protected because there's a mezuzah on the door and doesn't know there's a goy living there. Now, the Ramah actually continues. The Ramah continues and says the following words, V'nira li. Now the Stechemet says that when the Ramah says V'nira li and not V'li nira, V'nira li means he agrees with the Maril, he's just adding an extra point how to apply this Maril. It's in the application on the Maril. V'nirali, to mikol mokim, but mokim to ikele meichash, mishum eva. In a case where you've got to worry, mishum eva, and eva means that by you letting down this guy and saying, I can't, refusing to give him the mezuzah, is going to create hatred. Ushi yera mishum zeli yisrael shori. And it's going to cause harm to a Jew, shori it's allowed. Now the Levush points out there are two reasons here, two points here. It's an oi. It's either that there'll be hatred, or harm will come to a Jew without a hatred. We'll see later what that means. That the Ramah is saying, if there's going to be a problem as a result of your refusal to give the mezuzah, either because it's going to create hatred, or that we've got a problem of harm coming to a Jew, sorry, it's allowed, you're allowed to sell the mezuzah to the guy. Maybe in that particular story, which I started off with, one of these reasons applied. Now, I would like to go and see the Darkei Moshe. Because when you read the Darkei Moshe, that means the Ramah's comment on the Beis Yosef in his Pirish there called Darkei Moshe, it's quite confusing, his comment. So I'm going to quote what he says. And he quotes the Maril with quite a few more words, expands on them and tells us the whole Shuvah. He says, Im Rishoyim, so he's quoting the Mara. Im Rishoyim liti mezuzah lesar echad. Are you allowed to give a mezuzah to an officer, a sar, like a minister? Shebikesh ma'oid likvoy al Pesach ha'mivtza. He wants to put it on the door of his storehouse. V'noda lehetiv bavuzel l'chol ha'yehudim. And he's promised, if you give me this mezuzah, and I get this protection, I'm going to do, I'm promised to do good to all the Jews, kol yom of all his lifetime. V'im yomehenu, but if you refuse, chas v'sholem teibuk mimenu churva. They'll become, as a result from this will be a disaster. V'om ha'maril, sheheshe b'tshuva, the Maril said he's already answered in tshuva, become a rayas, beruiz, sh'osu litim mezuzah l'goy, that you're forbidden to give it to the goy. So this case sounds like the guy was threatening and was saying, if you don't give it, the tebuk mimenu churva. That's the implication of the Darkei Moshe. And the remark comments venerally, the hakol lifi inyan, everything's yet, it's all to do with whichever case you're dealing with, dim hoya lochos to eva mi goy, shori, because if you've got to worry about the guy, you know, there'll be hatred. Shori, it's allowed. Tiru kamot vore mishum eva, because they've allowed many things. It's gemar v'dizar, we allow quite a few things mishum eva. If we're worried about hatred, even we're not. There's no direct harm. If there's a direct harm, Ramosha says, then we even matter derisus. Ramosha says, but if it's you know, we're talking about, we're worried about. He's keeping in the hatred. Worried about hatred, says the Rama with hitiru kamadvarim. They've allowed lots of things, and this will be included. So 1 minute, the tshuva sounded like there would be a problem of eva. But I'll quote the words again. He said, "V'nada lehiti bavuzel l'chol ayudim kol yomav v'im yema'enu." But if you would refuse, then chas v'sholem tevik menach churva. Sounds like that these were the words of the Sar. So the comment of the Rama seems strange, because the Rama's comment is, "But if there's going to be eva, then you're allowed." So is the Rama agreeing and explaining, or is he arguing? So it's interesting that Rabbi Chaim ben Atar, which is the Orech Chaim HaKadosh, is a Sefer Rish and Etzion. In his Sefer Rish and Etzion, he has the understanding that the Rama is arguing on the Maril. And the Maril was talking, even in a case of Eva, you're not allowed to sell a mezuzah to a goy. Even if you're worried the goy is going to hate you. It's different, says the Rish and Etzion, to the cases of Avodah Zarah, where we allow things Mishum Eva. And he says that the Rama is arguing, and therefore, according to the Maril, even in a case of Eva, you're not allowed to give a mezuzah to a goy. Now, he gives an interesting reason now for the Maril. He says that the Torah says that the Gemara says, actually Gemara with regard to Unklus, also Gemara in Avodah Zarah, and it's also other Gemaras, that Unklus, when the Romans sent, the king sent for him and wanted to, you know, take him, so he sent soldiers, and Unklus pointed to mezuzah and questioned him, what is this? They said, you tell us. And he said, this is interesting, he says, Melech Bos of Adam, a non-Jewish king, he sits inside, he leaves his servants outside to protect him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're here, we're in the room, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's outside and he protects us. So you've got the mezuzah creates shmirah. Says the Rishon, see interesting words. He says, Dafka lo yitiru mishum eva ela doba anugei la'odim begufa b'moin avon agei b'chvoida yisborach b'mekoy moy munach l'chavde b'chol oifin shiyeh. And he says that this is negev chavid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because you're sort of expecting, because he says Atam is the mezuzah hishmir lebayis HaKadosh Baruch Hu yish misham oisim b'chut l'chein ein l'tzal v'l'chas v'sholim v'chvoid yisborach. And you're making HaKadosh Baruch Hu protect this guy and be mezal for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when it's negev b'chavid HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we're worried about matters to do with Kol Hashem, then we are not matir, we're not lenient with regard Eva, when the guy hate, we're worried about the guy hating. So it's a very interesting thing, it's quite extreme. He's saying that according to Maril, in all cases, you're not allowed to sell to a goy. And he says the Rama is arguing. Now, I just want to share with you, and it shows the importance of always looking at sources. The Darkei Moshe itself, we said, was mashma that he was talking about a case of Eva. And therefore, the Rishon seems what? Sounds very solid. However, if you look at the Darkei Moshe, if you look at the Maril himself inside, this is the one from the Machon, and you look inside, complete different story at all. Complete different story. I'm going to quote it word for word. Omni Maria Sigal, the Maril didn't write his tshuvas, it was a member of the family wrote this tshuva. So Shalmi Menna, Maril was asked, Torah, Im Rishoy Limsa Mezuzah L'Goy, are you allowed to hand the mezuzah over to a goy? What's the problem? Ki Hagmon Shaloi, this Jewish fellow who's asking has got a Hagmon, a Sarah officer, Big Shema Oid Limsa Loi Achas, has begged him, he's persisting, he really wants one of these mezuzahs, and he said he wants to put it on his doorhouse. For Omar Lehetiv Loi, and he's promised to Lehetiv Loi. It doesn't say Lechol HaYehudim here. It says Lehetiv Loi. It's going to be good to him. B'shvil kach kol yomov. Says the Maril, V'hoyom isyore. The Jew is asking a question, is afraid. V'hoyom isyore yim lo yimse lo yichas v'sholim teitz leichurva. Quite a different story. The Jew is afraid. And what does the Maril answer? So after he says the whole truth is his answer, he finished off by saying something very interesting. He finished off by saying, first of all, he said, you should be madchim and tell him a story that only helps Jews, it doesn't help non-Jews, and it'll be worse for you because you don't keep, you don't believe, and therefore, the whole reason why it protects us is because we are mekabel ol malchus shamayim, and therefore, because we're mekabel ol malchus shamayim, and we're mekabel ol mitzvahs, it helps us, but a goy on the contrary is not doing mitzvahs, it won't protect, you'll do the reverse. Right, he says that, try and tell him that. But then he says, v'kabbalah biyodeinu, there is a kabbalah, shelo yova shum sino liyehudi, שמחזיק אמנוסי ואינו נויצי ממנו כלל נגד הסורים וכן ימסו ביניהם על כך. He says black and white. He's telling the Jew, don't worry, there'll be no sin all coming through this story. If the Jew sees that you keep to your laws and you're very, consistent, you don't need to worry, there'll be no sin all. So it's not a case of evil. He says very clearly, don't worry, there'll be no sin all. There'll be no hatred through this. וכן ימסו, he'll only, respect you for this. So, it's interesting. So the Rishon Lezion, Mishnah was basing it on the Darkei Moshe we have in Shulchan Aruch. But when you look in the Maril, on the contrary, and stands Dechem Eshara, when he says Venerili, he's explaining the Maril, and the Maril is saying that it's Asring Stam in a case, when there's no Eva, and clearly says, don't worry, there'll be no Eva, comes on Ramadan. When you know there's going to be Eva, you know for sure, he says, I'm going to hate you for it, or something like that. He says very clearly that there's going to be a problem of Eva, or, as the Bush says, it's or, that there's going to be a harm through this, and we have to understand what the harm means. On that, says the Ramah, things are different. So just to quickly recap and then move on to a very, very Gishmak Akasha on this Ramah. So what I've said so far is I've brought Psak of the Ramah, we've discussed reasons, two Gishmaka reasons, a reason of Zilzal, which can be expanded, if it's not going to be a problem at least of Zilzal, that he's going to treat me cheapen it with himself, possibly his children. And then we said the reason, because it creates false protection, which the Shitta says, and you've also got the Maril explicitly saying this, and you've got Eshkol B'Shem Magon, it seems to be saying the same aside, that the reason why we don't leave a mezuzah on the door, or certainly as the Maril adds, don't send it to a guy, is because we're worried that another Jew seeing a mezuzah on the door will feel protected, and that's something we don't want to create, if it's going to create afterwards harm to another Yid. We wanted to know how far to apply this Maril. Is it just a blanket rule, which seems to be the Rishon Lezion's understanding? He seems to say that Maril asked in all situations, even Mishum Eva. And from looking in the Maril itself, it seems that we only apply this Maril, as the Ramah says, when there's no problem of Eva, of hatred, and there's no problem that's going to cause any harm. So now, there's a Gishmak Akasha, which the Achronim asked, the Amud Yishlaim and Yishami quotes Yad HaMelech, Agos Mordechai, found the Nachal Eshkol asked the Kasha, and Ramosha and the Chuvas discusses the Kasha, and others discuss the Kasha. I'm going to quote it to Medrash Rabbah, in Parsha Lamed Hei, but also Yishami in Peah Perik Aleph, in Daf Dalet and Yishami. Artavon, we're assuming Artavon is a goy. Sholach Rabbeinu, he sent to Rabbi Huda Anossi, Margolius, a timtoin, a diamond, which was priceless, as the Aruch explains. Omalei, he said to Rebbe, Sholach li mila tova, the tova kudukvasa, send me something good, which is as good as what I've sent you. Sholach li chava mezuzah. So Rebbe sent him a mezuzah. Sholach, Artavon sends back, Omalei, Anosh, loch mila de lesbe timi, I'm sending you something priceless. But I'll talk the minute the Tomach had pulled and you sold me, send me something that was worth a coin. Omalei said, Chefzi v'chefzecha lo yishvo, my wealth, your wealth, won't meet the value of this, what I've sent you. V'loi oid, and furthermore, shalachto milad anotzoich mindele, you've sent me a diamond which I'm going to now spend money to guard it. I've sent you something which you're asleep and it guards you. This is right, the Torah guards us, protects us. So, and this is only a shtick Torah, as they explain, it's only a little piece of Torah and it can protect you, Kavachomer Torah itself. So here we see a story where Rebbe sent Artvon, we're assuming he's a guy, they're assuming he's a guy, a mezuzah, and the Achronim are asking, how could Rebbe send this guy a mezuzah? Now, it's interesting that the Aruch HaShulchan turns around and says, from this story you could see support to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Mishum Eivor, it's allowed. Here, this is support to it. V'rayim Yerushalmi, the Rebbe shalach mezuzah le'artvon. Now, 1 minute, but the fellow didn't ask for the mezuzah. He said, send me anything which is as valuable as the stone I've given you. He never asked for this mezuzah. How can we bring a raya in the case of Eivor? I mean, why would there be Eivor? Had Rebbe sent something else? Rabbi Yehuda Anasi was extremely rich. Had he sent something else, the goyim probably would have been happy. So, what does the Aruch HaShulchan mean? So I came across a Nachal Eshkol, and I thought, wow, this is an amazing answer. Nachal Eshkol continues, he says, Motzasi b'shiltas v'eschana, kacha maisa. This is the story. So when you read it like this, it sounds a fantastic answer. Kacha Maisa. And it sounds like this is what the Maisa was before Rebbe sent the story. That's what it sounds like. Kacha Maisa. Shenichna sheit bebeisa shel Artvon. A shin dalade, a demon came into the house of Artvon. Venechna bita yechido, and his only daughter got ill. V'okala roifim lo yeilu. And all the doctors came and couldn't help this little daughter. Even Shanata Artvon a mezuzah, and as soon as Artvon put the mezuzah on the door, Vasoma al pit a pesach miyad baruch oisai shin dalad, Venata Rebbe Margulis le'atzmoy. Then suddenly the daughter was healed. So you get the impression that Rebbe knew about this, and Rebbe knew that this mezuzah was going to help, and that's what Nachal Eshkol continues and says. And Cain, hayo mishum eva l'raf oisa. You see, the point of this sending mezuzah was for Eva, that we, in order. Maybe it's in order to achieve the opposite of Eva, but the same idea as Eva, that we should be in the good eyes of this guy, this Sar Choshev. So that we have healed his daughter, that in that way we won't have a problem later on. Achieving the same idea of Eva. But, that's very nice. It sounds like a fantastic answer to supporting the Aruch HaShulchan. But when you look in the Shilta's inside, it's not the case. The Shilta adds extra words, which sounds like that wasn't the story. Because the Shultz brings the whole Medrash and then continues. It seems that the Shultz is the only Makor for this extra additional point of the story. Says the Shultz one word, Miyad. Means after we just said that Rebbe said this whole story that my mezuzah is worth more, it says, Miyad. Nichnas shin dalet bebeisa shel Artvon. Which gives the impression that the whole story of the shin dalet, the demon coming in, happened afterwards. And then that was a way of Rebbe, that was a way of Hashem showing this guy that Rebbe's words is correct, that this the mezuzah is worth a lot, and it's worth more than everything, because health is more than everything, all the money in the world. So that's why I don't feel comfortable with this Terence to say that this story is a proof for Eva and supporting the Ramon. We're still left with the Kasha. The Kasha is, how could Rebbe give him this mezuzah? So I'd like to finish off with the Tshuva Ramosha. There are the answers. There's a Hamik Shailu, says a Teretz. There's a Be'er Sheva, brought the Teretz from Amud Yishayim. I just want to finish off with one answer for Ramosha. Ramosha, in Simon Kuf Pei Dalet in Yoridea, is Medayik from this Ramon. A new understanding of the Maril, because he works on he works possibly that maybe there's a deraisa element here, and then refutes that, says no, because he wants to understand what the chiddush of the Ramah is, and he starts saying that according to the Maril, the reason why one shouldn't sell a mezuzah to a goy is because there never will be eva. Why should the goy have eva? And that's what Ramosha says. But the Ramos comment now, that means the Maril has asked to stand because why should there be eva? The Ramos comment is, but mishum eva, it is allowed. That means if you know particularly about this goy that he will hate you for it, you are allowed. So what's now the extra bit Oisha Yeremin that you're worried you get harm from him? Says Ramosha, that the Ramah is now telling us a chiddush in the Maril, that the Maril is only a chumra ba'alma. Really, it's a far-fetched thing, says Ramosha, that the guy will mistreat this mezuzah. And to worry about children, that's a mamish a chumra, he says. It's a chumra to start, therefore, forbidding it, because what about later generations? He says, only a chumra. It's a stringency. And therefore, says Ramosha, in a makam of a tzoyrach, Godol, that Rebbe had a tzoyrach Godol, Rebbe had a good reason to give it, so he didn't have to be machmeh. It's only a chumra, it's only a stringency, and in a tzoyrach Godol, you don't have to worry. Or similarly, since it's only a chumra, different to other eva, in other cases of eva, you know, the Rama will always say Mishum Eva, doesn't say Oishi Yerim Memenu. But because in this particular case of selling mezuzah was only a stringency of the Maril, the Rama has gone further and allowed even for loss of money, says Ramosha. Not like other Achronim Taich, the Rama, that we're talking here about Sakonis Nefoshis. The Ramosha Feinstein explains this Rama, it's even just a chashash of that it's going to cause you harm, monetary harm, you're allowed to give the mezuzah to the goy. And therefore, Mitzayuch Gadol Rebbe was allowed to sell this mezuzah onto the goy. Thank you very much for listening.